Shalom. We're going to be discussing the beginning of this week's parsha, Parsha Acharei Mos. We see in the beginning of this week's parsha the death of Nadav Aviu, Aaron's sons. And right afterwards, the Torah starts to teach us about the Avodah of Yom Kippur, whether it's in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. What was done? What did they do? What did the Kohen Gadol do on Yom Kippur? So the question is asked, what's the connection between the two? Right? It really transitions right away from one into the other, the death of Aaron's sons to Yom Kippur. And one of the answers given is that just like Yom Kippur helps atone for our sins, so too the death of the righteous also atones for the sins of the Jewish people, atones for the sins of the generation. So I saw an interesting idea in the Sefer of Rav Zvi Meir, Sichos Hischaskos, I believe it was in the Sicha on Yom Kippur, where he talks about the vote of the Kohen Gadol, right, in the Mishkan. Well, what would happen? What exactly happened with Aaron Kohen? And we see that what happened was that the Kohen Gadol would switch clothing 5 times, and every single time after he would switch clothing, right, after he'd go through the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, so he would go in the mikvah again. And one of the messages that we could take out of this is that, you know, every person is blessed with a neshama, and this neshama has external trappings to it, has external dressings to it. There are thoughts, speech, and action. Right now, those thoughts, speech, and action, it's not who we are, but it's how our neshama expresses itself. Now, when a person sins, the way we fix our sins is that, I mean, we have to start purifying our thoughts, speech, and action. One of those three garments of the neshama. Rav Zvi Meir says, this is the message of the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol takes off those garments, right, he's taking off the garments of thoughts. He's taking off the garments of speech that we shouldn't have had, the Jewish people shouldn't have had throughout the year. The garment of action that maybe we slipped up in. There was a Jew here who slipped up, but there was a Jew here that slipped up. The Kohen Gadol is the representative of the Jewish people. Is taking off those garments. Right? And after every garment he takes off, and after before every garment he puts back on, so he goes to the mikvah to purify himself, to purify that. When I put on the next garment, when I begin to speak again, when I begin to act again after Yom Kippur, I'm a new person. I've purified myself. I'm ready to start using my garments, the garments of my soul, in the proper way. Right? And that's really what that's really saying is I'm ready to use all the things Hashem has given me to be Mekadosh, His name in this world. And I'm taking off all those garments. Right? The garments of, I don't really want to talk this way. I don't really want to be this type of person. Just like a king wears royal garments. Right? The servants aren't serving the king's garments. I'm not enslaved to the king because he has a nice garment or he wears a crown. I'm enslaved to the king because he's the king of the nation. Now, his garments are just an expression of who he is. Our garments, our thoughts, our speech, our action are supposed to be just an expression of who we really are inside, who we really are. Right? Neshama, that piece of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's who we really are. And that's why Hashem blessed us with these things, with ability to speak to another person, with ability to communicate, with the ability to portray a certain message with the way we dress. Hashem gave us that ability so we could represent Him in this world. And sometimes it's very difficult. It's very difficult to pull ourselves out of the routine that we're in. Right? The way we're accustomed to talking, or the way we're accustomed to acting. But with the message of the Kohen Gadol is, in a second you could take off this garment and you jump right into the mikvah. In a second, you go put on the next garment, and as soon as that garment comes off, you go into the mikvah again, purifying yourself even more. We could do this. We could get to the next level. A person has that ability. The Kohen Gadol is just the representation, right? He's representing the whole nation. What the whole nation has the ability to do. It's not just the Kohen Gadol that goes through this process of being cleansed on Yom Kippur. He's representing the whole nation. He's our messenger. We're all able to get to this level, but it's not just on Yom Kippur, right? It's not just on that one day a year. It's Acharei Mos is this week's Parsha, right? It's the week after Acharei Mos, it's the week before Acharei Mos. A person has opportunity every day to say, I want to take off this garment that I'm not comfortable wearing anymore. Right? It doesn't really represent who I truly am. I want to put on another garment. I want to put on a garment of royalty, a garment of the Kohen Gadol. And maybe another way we can understand this connection between the deaths of Nadav and Avihu, Aaron's children, Aaron's sons, and the dress of the Kohen Gadol, maybe another connection is that when a person takes off those garments, right, when we take off the garments of who we are right now, and we put on new garments, we're saying that that's a little death right there. That old me, that's no longer me. I'm pushing that aside. I'm moving on to who I'm now ready to become. What's interesting is that the Kohen doesn't just layer on, but on another layer of clothing on top of the one he's wearing. No, he first takes off the clothing he's wearing, and then after that, he puts on the new set of clothing, right? We first have to take off that first set. It's gone. It's dead. It fulfilled its purpose. It was great while we had it. It was exactly what we needed. Now it's dead. Put it on the side. And that's okay, because you know what? We're getting ready for the next set of clothing. And the next set of clothing, before I put those on, I'm going to go to the mikvah. Right? We're not talking about here. We're talking about here even conceptually. I'm purifying myself. Before I put on the next set of clothing, I'm purifying myself. I'm making myself even holier than I was. I want to be even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? When I put on this next set of clothing, I want them to be that much holier. I want them to be that much more representative of who I truly am inside. Rabbi Nachman said about himself, that he would start over many times in one day. Right? For us, you know, who's old, who's young? A person who can constantly start over, who can constantly say, I'm going to continue to fight the battle, continue to try and take off those layers that I don't really want to be wearing. Right, try and take off those midos, the midos of anger, the midos of being drawn to a certain type of us, the midos of whatever that mida is for each person. To be able to take that off and say, okay, I'm ready to take this off and I'm ready to start over again. I'm ready to put on new garments. Mikvah, new garments. Let's go. Take off the old ones, mikvah, new garments. I'm ready. I'm ready to start over. Even if I've started over 5, 10 times today, right? The process of change is not easy. The decision of change, right? So that could take a second. Like, you just take off a garment. I'm ready to change. The process, it's a longer process. But it's a process that Hashem will give us the koach to be successful in. If we choose that we want to elevate ourselves, if we want to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will give us the strength. Hashem will give us the strength, you know, for us to succeed. Hashem should bless us to fight this fight that's worth it. The fight of elevating ourselves. The fight of being real enough with ourselves to say, this person was good for me and for who I needed to be up until this point, but I'm now putting this person on the side and I'm putting on new garments. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to purify myself. I'm ready to start over. Even if that means starting over, or especially if that means starting over a few times a day. We're human beings. We fall even after we make new commitments. But saying, okay, I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to get back. I'm going to take off those old garments, go to the another set of garments again and again and again until I find myself being more and more purified. And Bezrat Hashem, reach the place of Kodesh Kedashim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing week.